City Nation.
Hashtag Windy City Nation.
Welcome to the Windy City Bulls pregame show on SportsTownChicago.com, part of the Be On Air Network.
A happy new year to you all as we begin 2019 with Windy City Bulls basketball right here on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Thanks for joining us on this first of the new year here in 2019. I'm Ryan Fay with you here for your pregame show festivities as your Windy City Bulls, who are riding high, 5 wins in a row, welcome into town the Greensboro Swarm. As mentioned, for your Windy City Bulls, they're riding 5 wins in a row, most recently coming off of a victory against one of the best teams in the Western Conference at the top of the standings, that is. Back on the 28th, they defeated the Oklahoma City Blue by a score of 104-90, and a key component for that was an early 12-0 run midway through the first quarter, in which they took a double-digit lead in that first quarter and really never looked back. It was Windy City in that game against Oklahoma City that shot 44% from downtown, having 6 of their guys score in double figures. Kaiser Gates led the way in that department with a game high of 22 points. And one of the new two-way players for the Windy City Bulls that you'll be hearing on our broadcast tonight, Brandon Sampson, formerly of the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, a former LSU Tigers product in college, coming over from the Vipers, had his debut in that game against the Oklahoma City Blues, 17 points and 5 assists, making a nice impact. And we'll hear more from Windy City Bulls head coach Charlie Ennery on what he brings to the table and what to expect from him going forward, being with the Windy City Bulls squad. Now, flipping it over to the other side of the coin here with the Greensboro Swarm, as mentioned, they've won 2 games in a row. They defeated a Central Division foe of Windy City in the Fort Wayne Mad Ants back on Sunday. They did that in Fort Wayne by defeating them 110-104. They outscored the Mad Ants in that third quarter in particular, 29-18, which was a big difference for them. Leading the way for the Swarm, he's been on assignment from the Charlotte Hornets, a guy to look out for that Aaron Shelley and myself will talk about later on in the pregame show. Dwayne Bacon, the starting forward, 37 minutes, 22 points, 8 rebounds on 10 of 25 shooting. He's going to be a force to be reckoned with, along with Chinanu Onuaku, who is their big center, a walking double-double. He had 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 assists in that 110-104 victory over the Fort Wayne Mad Ants. And what are the ways they do it? It's by rebounding and getting points in the paint. They outscored the Mad Ants in that game in the points in the paint category, 64-46, and had 49 opportunities to get points in the paint compared to Fort Wayne only having 39. I got a funny feeling that may be a key to a Bulls victory to try to make sure that doesn't happen for the Greensboro Swarm here tonight. As coming up on the other side of this timeout, you'll be hearing my conversation with Windy City Bulls head coach Charlie Ennery, and then we'll get to Aaron Shellen's thoughts on a Windy City Bulls victory as they try to go for 6 in a row as they look to bring the momentum to 2019 back to the Sears Center Arena as our pregame show rolls on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
Not many people can say that they love their career, but I certainly do. I like helping the next generation of broadcasters discover their passion. How do you discover yours? Learn how to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play and shoot and edit video. Get hands-on training on air and behind the scenes. You'll have a chance to get internships at radio or TV stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your career in 1 year. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So why waste another minute in a career that you don't love? Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. Go to the website right now, beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The reason I'm out here at the Illinois Media School is the radio business, while there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of stations, the people in the business is a small, tight-knit group, and I really enjoy the opportunity of being able to give back, connect, share the experiences I have, and actually learn from the students as well. My name is Dustin Rhodes. I'm the executive producer with the Mully and Hanley Show on 670 The Score, and I am IMS.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, sportstownchicago.com.
Welcome back into the Windy City Bulls pregame show right here on sportstownchicago.com. As always at this time, joined by Windy City Bulls head coach Charlie Henry. And coach, before we begin, I know you had told me last time you were asking for a suit from your wife for Christmas and you were still getting her a present. Did both or either or happen?
Oh man, you're really putting me on the spot. we're both in the to-be-determined department. We did some traveling for Christmas, so it wasn't ideal to bring presents, or at least that's the excuse we're telling each other.
That's not a bad excuse in that department then for that. Now we're getting back to the brass tacks here. I know I'm going to be kind of backtracking a little bit, but when you guys were out in the G League showcase, you guys went unbeaten there. You took on Northern Arizona and you guys defeated Iowa respectively. With the G League showcase, it's a unique thing. Everybody's in Vegas, you know, for that week-long stretch. Is there something, do you treat it as kind of like an extra special game where you guys get ready for that, or do you just treat it like any other road game?
Yeah, we try to treat it like any other game. Obviously, the guys, they are well aware that, you know, they'll probably have more eyes on them during those two games than they'll have, you know, the whole season with all 27 teams being right there. But, you know, we try to just treat it like any other game. You know, we obviously every game want to have the same approach, and our approach is to play really hard and execute well. So I thought their approach was really good. Sometimes you worry about the team, you know, kind of getting away from who they are in that kind of setting and maybe guys trying to do too much. But everybody played their role. Everybody stayed within the framework of the team, and I thought we played well.
You guys have been playing well as you've ended the calendar portion of 2018, winning five in a row, most recently back on the December 28th in Oklahoma City against one of the best teams in the Western Conference, and if not the G League, in a 104-90 victory not that long ago. Your new two-way player, Brandon Sampson, debuted for you guys, 17 points and five assists in the contest for you guys to get you that fifth win. What is it that he brings to your ball club? And obviously, having the limited time that he's had with your squad, what were your first impressions of seeing him out at Oklahoma City?
Yeah, first impressions were definitely good. He obviously brings really good positional size on the wing. So it's a size, athleticism. He has all the tools to be a really good two-way player. I mean that not in like the literal sense, but a guy that plays both ends. He has tools to be a really good defender. He's already proven, obviously, to be a guy that can help with the, you know, scoring punch on the wing. You know, can shoot the ball, can also drive and pass. So that's really what, you know, what we're looking for. Really, one through five is all five guys can, you know, hopefully, you know, have some semblance of shot making to their game, and they can all, you know, dribble and pass. So pretty simple way to say it. He does all three things, and we think he has a lot of room to grow.
And with your team growing now, they're trying to make it six wins in a row after our contest here this evening. As a whole, through this five games that you guys have won in a row now, what's been the biggest ingredient for that success as you guys ended the 2018 calendar portion with that five in a row?
Well, obviously, I think adding Walt into the mix has really helped us. You know, we're 5-1 since we added Walt. He gives us a veteran presence at the point guard position. He's really picked up on things really quickly, understanding what we want to do at both ends. His ability to get downhill and to bring two to the ball has really helped some other guys, you know, like Michael Mulder, for example. He's, you know, he's benefited from playing off Walt. CJ Fair's benefited from playing off Walt. But with that said, you know, we talked about when we, you know, added guys like Jakar or Walt, who are obviously going to be big parts of what we do. They're not a, you know, it's not a one man or a, you know, a cure-all for anything that had ailed us in the past. It was going to take everyone doing a little bit more, and I thought really, you know, one through 12 has really stepped up. I mean, CJ's a great example of that. He's really been playing his best basketball at both ends. Pharaoh, from being, you know, reserved, back now to a starter with, you know, Jakar taking a deal in China. You know, he stepped up. You know, Kaiser's had some really big moments for us. So again, you know, Thomas Wilder is a guy that's really improving. So again, I could highlight, you know, multiple guys, but it's really all hands on deck.
And tonight you'll be welcoming in the Greensboro Swarm, who come in with some momentum as well, as they've won two games in a row coming into the Sears Center tonight. And this is a team that offensively a top 10 team in points per game, field goal percentage, shooting the three ball, and allowing 10th in turnovers as well. One of their big guys in particular, in Onowaku, is a walking double-double, averaging just over 16 points, 12 rebounds. What's going to be the big thing to see out of your guys in order to get that sixth straight win?
Yeah, you know, for us, defensively, you know, obviously they're a potent offensive team. We got to have a defensive mentality out of the gate. Obviously, it's predicated on us taking care of the ball. And then from there, we can, you know, get back, set our defense. You know, we got to eliminate easy baskets in the first 7 seconds of the clock by just sprinting back and having urgency to point, talk, and get matched. They really run for, you know, they have multiple shooters out there, and they run to the three-point line. And when Onowaku's, you know, if he's ahead of us, beating us to the rim, you know, we're going to, you know, we're going to give up open threes. So we don't want to give up open threes in the first 7 seconds of the clock. We got to sprint back, do it with numbers, get back. And then from there, you know, take on the challenge of, you know, guarding the guy in front of us, and the other four guys take on the challenge of helping their teammate and making multiple efforts. And obviously we got to keep Onowaku off the offensive glass.
With this being the first of the new year here in 2019, you guys are kicking off the 2019 G League schedule as a whole, being the first game in that calendar portion of the year. Now, with it being New Year's, people have New Year's resolutions. Does yourself, Charlie Henry, have any for 2019?
Yes, it's definitely to watch what I'm eating a little bit closer as far as sugar carb intake. So, you know, it'll be an ongoing thing. Hopefully take it day by day and, you know, just try to stack good days on top of good days and start small, and who knows where it goes.
That is quite the professional answer to that question. Well done on that one, Coach. As always, that is Windy City Bulls head coach Charlie Henry with us here on SportstownChicago.com. As always, Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you, Ryan.
The Windy City Bulls pregame show will continue on next here on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Sports, now Chicago.com.
Back with you here on the Windy City Bulls pregame show, right here on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network, is to get you set for tip-off at the top of the 5 o'clock hour as your Windy City Bulls, who have won 5 in a row, coming into action tonight, taking on the Greensboro Swarm, who come in with a record of 11-9 and 5-3 on the road. And now for this part of the pregame show, I am now happy to be joined by the one and only Aaron Shellen. Aaron, Happy New Year to you, my friend.
And Happy New Year to you, Ryan.
As we look ahead for this matchup here tonight, this is a Windy City team that is playing clearly its best basketball over the last couple of weeks.
Absolutely. They've won 5 in a row, and they're not the only team coming into this hot. Greensboro is 7-1 in their last 8. I think the key here tonight is going to be the Bulls on the defensive side of the ball. As Coach Henry mentioned in the interview earlier, this team is loaded with shooters. You start with Dwayne Bacon, who's averaging over 20 a game. You've got Jalen Barford, who is the Swarm's Vinnie Johnson microwave, if you will, coming off the bench, averaging 18 points a game and only 23 minutes per game. The key, though, in my opinion, is going to be how Windy City chooses, or how they're able to combat the 6'10 Chinanu Onowaku, throughout the game. As you mentioned earlier, Onaku is a double-double machine. He's got 9 double-doubles in a row, and he's averaging almost 16.5 points and 14.5 rebounds in that time. So I think it's critical for the Bulls to match up with him and crash the boards as a team, and as Coach Henry mentioned, not allow the swarm to, I guess, swarm the offensive glass.
Yeah, because this is a team as a whole, Aaron, and nice job with the play on words there, that this Greensboro swarm team comes into action today tied for 3rd in the league in rebounds per game at just over 48 per game. And that's not a bad number for Greensboro. As you mentioned, Onuaku, and I said this too to open up the previous show, he's a walking double-double. He's averaging just over 16 points, 12 rebounds, and 20 games of action this season. And he's also efficient inside when he scores, because he's a 57% shooter from the field as well.
He's a 57% shooter. He's doesn't get to the line very much for a big guy, which is a bit surprising, only about 4 times per game. For somebody that size with the amount he's in the glass, you would think he might get to the boards a little bit more than that. I think the other thing to keep in mind here, and this is true, I think, of the G League in general, the only consistent is change. Right, this is the 13th different starting lineup for the Windy City Bulls this year, and it'll be really interesting to see how they continue to adapt and grow as the season moves ahead.
As the Windy City Bulls now take the floor for their final warm-ups as we get set for tip-off at the top of the 5 o'clock hour here on SportsTownChicago.com. It'll be Derek Tate, Fidel Dominguez, and myself having the game call for you in just a little bit as it starts to get loud here inside the Sears Center Arena. I want to flip the ball now to the other side of it with Windy City. They just got a new two-way player. They signed Brandon Sampson not that long ago, just over a week ago, around that time frame. He debuted against Oklahoma City Blue, and boy, did he give quite a nice impression against one of the best teams in the G League, where Windy City won that game 104-90.
That's right. Sampson had 17 points, 5 assists in his first game, and I think... you know, the Bulls have been a team all year that have sort of lived and died by the outside shot, and picking up somebody like Sampson, they're going to have to continue to live by that outside shot. As losing Kajar Sampson to the Shandong Golden Stars of the Chinese Basketball Association sort of robbed them of that one sort of inside presence, that guy who could score down low in the paint. So Sampson and the rest of the team is really going to have to pick it up on the outside.
Yeah, and when we talk about how this team has been very productive with their offense, you and I were even talking off-air about this before the pregame show had gotten started. Yes, right now, so far, as we begin the 2019 portion of the season, Windy City is 27th in points per game offensively and field goal percentage. Points per game at 98.5 and the field goal percentage at 42.5. But those numbers, you can't really go off of that if you're just looking at it from the paper test, because we've seen this team now 5 wins in a row, but this offense has now become quite a juggernaut. And as a whole, through 27 teams in the G League, I think it's safe to say this is the hottest team in the G League coming into 2019.
Absolutely, and it's not just about shooting percentage. You can shoot a low percentage if your defense is there. And if the Bulls have shown one thing, is that they have the propensity to play defense. They have an aggressive style. They want to get in your jersey. And that's the key. The key for the Bulls is that 100 point mark. If they're only 3-10 in games where they allow their opponents to score more than 100 points, and they're 7-2 in games where they keep their opponents under 100. So that to me is the key: is are they able to keep this swarm team at or close to that 100 point mark?
He's Aaron Schell, and I'm Ryan Fay with you here on SportsTownChicago.com for the Windy City Bulls pregame show here on the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. We'll get Aaron's keys to a Bulls victory in a little bit, but we're talking about how this team has really picked up its production on the offensive side of things. How about CJ Fair? In the last 3 games that they have won, he's been averaging a double-double at just over 20 points a game and 11 rebounds. And we heard Charlie Henry in that interview that I had with him earlier in the pregame show discuss how he could talk about everybody on his team and how well they've stepped up in the last week and a half or so. But the main thing that you see out of CJ Fair, he is quite the defensive anchor inside the paint for this team.
Yeah, Fair is sort of the jack of all trades for the Windy City Bulls. He had 17 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals against the Blue. He scored 26 on the 21st against the Wolves. So he is filling up that stat sheet, so to speak, across the board offensively and defensively. And he really is sort of he and Walt Lemon are sort of the stirs that straw the Bulls drink right now.
And that's quite the drink that is rather tasty to Bulls fans, as they've seen this team now win 5 games in a row coming into the 2019 calendar portion of the season. After we come back from this quick timeout, we'll get Aaron's keys to a Windy City Bulls victory. Then it'll be game time between the Windy City Bulls and the Greensboro Swarm, in which myself, Derek Tate, and Fidel Dominguez will have the game broadcast for. So we'll get Aaron's keys coming up next here on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportstownChicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Hi, I'm Rob Rose, and I'm one of the instructors here at Illinois Media School. I've been teaching here at the school since 2010, as a matter of fact, between Lombard and Chicago campuses. This is definitely the place to come. It's going to prepare you for absolutely everything that you need to know about the broadcast industry. We're talking radio, television, web, podcasting, absolutely everything. Get in touch with the school and take advantage of it. Make it your career. Do it now. I'm Rob Rose, nights on 100.3 WSHE in Chicago, and I am IMS.
If you stream it, they will come on SportstownChicago.com.
Wrapping things up here on your Windy City Bulls pregame show, on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportstownChicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network, alongside Aaron Schellen. I'm Ryan Fay, wrapping things up here courtside at the Sears Center Arena. As coming up in just a few short minutes, it'll be myself, Derek Tate, and Fidel Dominguez that'll have the game call for you as your Windy City Bulls welcome in the Greensboro Swarm. And this is a Greensboro Swarm team coming in 7-3 in their last 10 games, winning two in a row. And not a bad road team, because they're better on the road statistically than they are at home. They're 6-6 at home, just .500. But they're 5-3 on the road, Aaron.
Well, I mean, that just means that that hostile environments don't bother them, and it's really gonna, as I've said a couple of times, it's really gonna take a team effort for the Bulls to pull out a victory here tonight.
And as you've been talking about defense with this Windy City Bulls team, that they really want to anchor downside, especially on the inside part of the paint. This Windy City Bulls team comes into today second in the G League in points per game allowed at 101.5. They're 10th in field goal percentage defense at 44.6. And from the three-point land, in terms of their defensive statistics, they're 7th at 32.4%. So the old saying of something's got to give with an offensive, efficient team in Greensboro against a defensive Windy City team, going to have to find its maker, where the unstoppable force perhaps meets an immovable object.
Yeah, I think something that that the Bulls are really going to have a difficult time with tonight, and I think it's one of the keys to the game, is how they're going to combat this large Greensboro starting lineup. You've got Onaku, who stands 6'10", Luke Petrasek, who's also 6'10", Sam Thompson, so he's 6'7" forward, and then Dwayne Bacon is also a 6'7" forward. So they've got a very large starting lineup, which is going to make it even more difficult for them to control the boards, which, as we've mentioned, is a key for tonight.
Yeah, an interesting fact about two of the starting five for Greensboro Swarm: they are NBA draft picks from the second round, respectively. You have Onuaku, who was a second-round pick for the Houston Rockets back in 2016, and Dwayne Bacon, who was a second-round pick in 2017 for the New Orleans Pelicans. So as we get set for tip-off here at the Sears Center Arena, he kind of led into it. Now it's time for Aaron's keys to a Windy City Bulls victory.
As I've mentioned a couple times, Ryan, I think the key is on the defensive side of the floor. Windy City needs to play their style of game, which is a slowed down style of tempo. They have one of the slowest pace of games in the G League, but they have one of the highest defensive ratings. They're the second highest. They have the third highest defensive rating in the G League. So crashing the boards, playing team defense, getting back on D, and not letting the bigs of Greensboro kind of get their spot down low, I think is going to be the key. And then, you know, this may sound obvious, but hit your shots. Windy City is 9-2 this year when they have a higher three-point percentage made than their opponents. So when you get those open looks, you got to knock them down.
And I think you're forgetting one very important key, since our buddy Andy Mazur, who's on the TV broadcast tonight, always comes with the greatest key of all time. Score at least one more point than your opponent.
That's because a surefire way to win.
Because more often than not, you're probably going to win the ball game.
More than likely,
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that. But as always, Aaron, thank you for the fun here on the pregame show. I will see you at halftime, my friend.
Sounds good, Ryan. Thank
you. All right, Aaron, I'll see you at halftime. And coming up next, it's myself, Derek Tate, and Fidel Dominguez with the game call as your Windy City Bulls look for their sixth win in a row here against the Greensboro Swarm in a Eastern Conference showdown. We'll be back for game time next here on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.